Track 2. 1.
My schoolmates and I decided to organise a theme day to make the school more fun by having students dress up in strange or funny costumes. I volunteered to set this event up on Facebook and I thought it would be the easiest thing in the world. I couldn't have been more wrong. After 3 frustrating hours, my brother finally took pity on me and gave me a hand. I couldn't believe it took him only 5 minutes. Anyway, we've done 2 theme days so far. Other schools saw the pictures we posted and now they want to organise similar events.
2.
Tango has been my boyfriend's passion for years and he's taught me to love it. One day, our group from the dance studio came up with the idea for an event called Dancing Under the Stars. We wanted everyone who loves tango to meet in one of the parks in our city and dance with us. We advertised it on social media, but couldn't help worrying that people wouldn't notice it or they'd think it a strange idea. To my surprise, about 100 people showed up and it was a huge success. Now we want to do it every year.
3.
Last week, one of my friends who shares my passion for reading and languages sent me a Facebook invitation to an international book swap. The idea was for people to exchange their old English or French books. My shelves are full of them, so I agreed to go. Unfortunately, my friend came down with the flu. I felt rather uneasy about going by myself to an event where I wouldn't know anyone. But once I got there, a French girl asked me for help. We started talking and I soon relaxed. I went home with a bag full of new books and I'm hoping that they'll organise it again soon. I follow them on social media now.
4.
Have you ever heard of flash mobs? It's when a group of people suddenly gather in a public place at a set time, do some unusual activity and then disappear as fast as they appeared. They might dance, hop down the street on one leg, or sing a popular song. My best friend loves organising such events and has asked me again and again to take part in one, saying they're tons of fun. However, to be honest, I can't see the fun in it. What's the point of doing strange things with complete strangers for 5 minutes?